This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a clip. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Yes, y'all. Once again, it's your favorite guilty pleasure. After further review, Cheeky Powers Radio. You got the Mayor in the building, man. First and foremost, happy anniversary to Cheeky Powers Radio, man. 2 years, it's going down, man. It's happy anniversary week and all that, man. We don't do the sports thing, man. Tonight, it's a big night tonight, man. We're going to get into some basketball talk, man. People chomping at the bit and all that to get their hoops talk on. It's popping tonight, man. So we're going to set it off with the Eastern Conference. Yeah, it's me. The Mayor's in the building, man. Hyped and charged, ready to get it in. Once again, after further review is in the area. 646-200-3838 is the math to call. Football season, man. Week 7, you know. Just passed by, whatever. Love them Denver Broncos, right? You could throw all those undefeated Denver Broncos T-shirts out the window. Quick update on the scores of Week 7 in the NFL. Thursday night, it was Seattle 34, Arizona 22. Sunday, San Diego 24, Jacksonville 6. Green Bay 31, Cleveland 13. Atlanta 31, Tampa Bay 23. Indianapolis 39, Denver 33. Kansas City 17, Houston 16, Pittsburgh 19, Baltimore 16, San Francisco 31, Tennessee 17, Cincinnati 27, Detroit 24, Buffalo 23, Miami 21, Jets 30, New England 27 in overtime, Dallas 17, Philadelphia 3, Washington 45, Chicago 41, Carolina Panthers 30, St. Louis 15, and the game last night, New York Giants 23, Minnesota Vikings 7. The Giants finally get off the snide. They got one. You know how they do. So either it's going to be a long one for them or the season is what it is for them. So they got a few tough games coming up down the line for them. And, hey, you know, it could happen for anybody. But somebody sent some donations to the Jacksonville Jaguars and my Tampa Bay Buccaneers because we are on the snide right now. We need some help. We got no Bell in the building, but I'm sure that situation will be rectified in a few. But I got my man Ziggy in the building leading it off tonight. After further review, we hyped and charged. Ziggy, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, man. There you go. Right on time. Ziggy, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show.
Man.
Yeah, first and foremost, man.
I'm disappointed. Give me the blues.
Yeah, I was going to say, first and foremost, man, rest in peace to the Detroit Tigers.
Hey, but didn't I tell you, though?
Huh? Hello? Yeah, I think we lost Ziggy, man. We in the building, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I guess we was talking about this.
You know, so, but...
I couldn't hear what you said. You gotta reiterate what you said, man. I don't know what's going on with the situation, man, but reiterate what you said right quick because I didn't hear you.
I told you my deficiencies because, like I said, I was in. I've been watching them from day in and day out from the regular season.
So are you speaking for yourself or are you speaking for all Tiger fans?
I'm speaking for myself.
Okay, all right. I got to respect that. I can't do nothing but respect.
Just because anybody else going out on a limb, I can't worry about all that.
Right, that's right. I hear you. Respect. That's respect, Paul. I mean. You know what I mean? As a fan, man, you know, you do what you do, whatever. And I can respect you saying, well, you know, we have our deficiencies or whatever. But I believe in my team. There's nothing wrong with that because I'm a Yankee fan, hard body, and I picked them to finish third. You know what I mean? But right quick before I get into the Tigers thing, I just wanted to get into my World Series pick. Who you got? Or you say you don't have a dog in the fight, so it don't really matter to you.
My heart ain't into it no more.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna go. I'm not going to watch pitch for pitch, but I'm going to check it out from time to time.
Right.
Check in on it two or three times throughout the game. But
that's
outside of just staying glued to my seat, I'm out of it.
I hear you. That's what it is. I hear you. I mean, as a fan, I'm going to pay attention because that's what I do. But, yeah, man, I'm going to get into my pick in a hot second. I know a couple of people was chomping at the bit trying to get at me or whatever. But, really, if you do the knowledge, Ziggy, you already know who I'm picking to win the World Series. If you do the knowledge, I'm a Yankee fan, dog. I'm
okay.
not going to pick the Boston Red Sox to win the World Series.
Yes.
Are you out your mind? So all the conversation that was going on yesterday about this and that, and, you know, I don't, you know, that passes by me like Scott Tissue, man. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm talking about.
I'm willing to put cash money up.
I know what I'm talking about. So basically, I leave it at that. My World Series pick is the St. Louis Cardinals over the Boston Red Sox in six games. Basically because the Cardinals got a power bat back, Alan Craig. He was hurt for 6 weeks. He just came back. So he's back just in time for the World Series. They're going to use him in DH for the first two games. Okay, so that's another bat to their already potent lineup. Okay, you already know that the Cardinals, somebody's going to come up for them. It would be Yadier Molina, Holiday, you know what I'm saying, Carpenter, Freeze, the kid Adams, okay? You know what I mean? So, and they got pitching on top of that. Wainwright, you know what I mean? So they're gonna really, you know, do what they do, man. And I'm not picking the Boston Red Sox to win nothing. I picked them to win the series because I thought they were better than Detroit. Simple math. But as far as the World Series, I wouldn't care if they was playing the Chicago Cubs. I'm not picking the Boston Red Sox to win the World Series.
I wouldn't care if the Montreal Expos won it this year. You know, they ain't even going nowhere.
There you go.
No Montreal Expos.
There you go. We got the. I heard the bell, man, but I have no idea who's on the line. So, who are you and where you calling from? What's good? Welcome to the bigger show.
This is Malcolm, yo. What's up, bro?
Malcolm, what's good, baby? What's good?
Yes.
Hey, yo, we gonna talk football for a hot minute. I know you wanna get your thing off and all of that, man. So I know you're in between your thing. Could you talk for a minute?
Just for a minute because right now I'm on hands free right now, Bluetoothing it.
Okay. Cause
that's the best spot to the Marin Parkway. Go through it.
Okay, I'm gonna give you your shine, man. Your Cowboys did what they did against the Eagles, so I'm gonna give you the floor, man. Speak your mind.
It was a game they had to win, man. It was a game they put it in. Eagles show nothing. They didn't show me nothing. The best thing about it, they beat every team in the division. That's the key right now.
Right.
They had that game on everybody, and they got to worry about the Giants still in the rearview mirror. That's the key. That's all
okay.
They got to keep running, everything keep moving.
Okay.
I don't see much of an improvement. One, the defense is hurting a little bit, but like I said, it is what it is. No big win.
Okay. I mean, you know, you went into Philly and you did what you had to do, man. Of course I think that you gained a lot of confidence from that Denver game still, though, my dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that Denver game, I agree. You know, it hurt to lose it because, you know, they came back down 35-20.
Right.
I believe 48-41. You really should have that in hand. The defense even said to themselves, they apologized to Romo. That was wild. I ain't never seen nothing like that. They apologized to Romo.
Yeah, because he did what he had to do. He was doing him, son. You know what I mean? He was doing him. Word up.
He threw the interception. He apologized to him. Like
yeah,
said,
no
it
doubt.
It is what it is. Like I said, we got four seasons to go, you know. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to some more things. Like I told you, I'm hoping 9-7, but I think it'll be 8-8. But I'll take 9-7.
I got the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl, man. I don't mean to jinx you or nothing.
Hey, sorry,
but you already know.
Malcolm,
man, thanks for calling, man.
Joe, what about the prediction?
Hey, we're going to hit that later on, man. You might have to hit me on Facebook for that, yo.
I'll get you on that. But I'm still up here for a while.
Okay, no doubt. We're here. We're in the building. We're just going to go because we're going to get into the basketball thing in a hot minute. I just want to touch football for a second and then go into the World Series. But, yeah, so what's your view on the World Series, man?
Hey, Malcolm?
Yeah.
I'm going to say St. Louis is obvious. I'm going to hate Boston, so I'm going to
go right, see? Right. As Yankee fans, we could never pick Boston to win the World Series. That won't happen.
Never.
That will never happen.
You remember in 78 when we were sitting at Gary Moore's house?
Yes.
That fucking did home run.
Yep. No. We was at Tony's store when Bucky didn't hit the home run. I remember that. We was at Tony's store when Bucky didn't hit the home run. That's right. We was at Tony's store. I remember that. I'll never forget that. Where I was at when Bucky didn't hit that home run to beat Boston, I'll never forget where I was at. We was watching it on the black and white TV in the store.
We went there from Gary's house because we stopped there at the commercial.
Yeah.
I remember that, like it was yesterday, man.
Just like, remember when Jackie Smith dropped the in the Super Bowl?
All we were talking about it, man.
No doubt. That's what it is. That's what it is. So we're going to switch gears for a second. Hey, yo, Ziggy. So, yo, how'd your Lions look, man?
Well, Malcolm, we're going to have to take it out on y'all this week because y'all about to come into a very angry Lions den.
Yeah, man. But Cincinnati came in there and walked out like lovely, you know.
They stuck like a thief through the night.
Y'all beat us the last two times. Last two times we played Detroit, they crushed us. They beat us.
I remember that playoff game. Golly.
It might be the last three times we played them.
Yeah, man.
It's time for the Cowboys to pick this one up. This will be a big win if they win this one. It'll be a big win.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna let the shots firing commence because we got the Cowboys and the Lions coming up this weekend. So this is how we do it after first review, baby. This is how we do it, live and direct. So my Buccaneers again, man. We lost another game, man. Right now, I'm thinking that maybe we should you know, be garbage for Taj or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you about ready to pull up the white flag yet?
Almost. I'm almost, man, because I think that we should be better than what we are, and Shiano is just, you know, we just digging a bigger hole for ourselves every week. That's the bell. I have no idea who's on the line. Welcome to the bigger show. What's good? What's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, man? This is Shaq.
All right, what's good, Shay? What's happening, brother? How you feeling?
Good. What's up, Ziggy?
What's up?
All right. So what's good, Shay? How you feeling, B?
I'm good, man. It's a tough loss this week.
Hey, so what's your opinion on that penalty you took, man, to blow that game against the Jets?
Man, come on, man. The league is getting so soft, man.
Hey, but Shay, listen. The players got that rule in, man. It was the players who asked for that.
What? Did they?
Yes, sir. It was the players who asked for that rule because it was something to protect the players. It was a safety issue. So the players asked for that. But you know what, though? You know what, though, cousin? Look at it like this. Somebody was scouting them because the Patriots had did it in a game prior against New Orleans, I think. They did it in the New Orleans game.
They did their homework.
Hey, Ziggy, is that a case of Spygate? Is that a case of Spygate? They did their homework, man. That's all you
they
can
did
say.
Homework.
That's all right.
Shay don't want to hear that.
he won't lose another one like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, what could you do? I mean, and then your man trying to front, Belichick trying to front and blame it on the little writer dude who asked the question about it. Then he had to turn around and apologize. But it's all good, though. I mean, because it's a rule that the players put in, so they got to live with it, man. You know what I'm saying? So that was a tough one, though, man. But are you thinking that the Jets are real competition for you or what?
Nah. We just getting Gronk back. You know what I mean? We get everything going in a minute. You see, he had like 8 catches for 100.
Yeah, that was a big drop he had though, man. That was a big drop, baby.
I know. That's just the first week back.
But he had 8 catches. So okay. I'm gonna get at you later on that one. I'm gonna write that down. I'm gonna get at you later on that. No doubt. He had 8 catches, but the biggest one is that, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, because we could go back and forth on that one. That's just like the joint with Welker in the Super Bowl. We could go back and forth on that. But,
Walker.
Huh?
Walker. That was a Walker fault.
That was Walker fault. That was a drop. Walker dropped that, yo. Come on, Malcolm, you crazy?
Walker had to adjust to that.
Walker right dropped that, yo.
Bro.
Hey, Ziggy. Shay, me and Malcolm, we about to go in on this. We about to forget everybody listening to us and go in. Wes Welker dropped that. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care how many times you look at it. Wes Welker dropped that. Come on, Malcolm. Come on, yo.
Let me say this. As a receiver, let me say this.
Many passes that I threw to you in Trinity parking lot. Come on, son.
Let me say this. He was going down the scene. He looked over his right shoulder. Brady threw it over the left shoulder.
And he dropped it.
Hey, man,
it is what it is. We can argue and debate about it all day. That's why I love my dude, man. We can talk about it all day long and be, like, detail-oriented. But that's what it is, though, man. You know, everybody takes a tough one. I'm still 0-6, Shay. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I still got problems in the world, man, every day, man.
You might as well hang it up, man.
Huh?
You might as well hang it up. Your season over with.
I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. That's why I'm a Tampa Bay fan. I'm not, you know, going to jump on nobody's thing or whatever. I stick with my team, man. Hard body karate. That's what I do.
Hey, don't feel bad. Just play spoiler.
I can't even do that, Ziggy. I can't even play spoiler. I can't do nothing.
Hey, you can beat somebody down the road. You can beat at least one team.
Or they gonna fire Shiano if y'all don't win one in the next week.
I think something's gonna happen to Shiano. The more losses that we take without a win. But you know what? Look at Josh Freeman, how Josh Freeman played last night. So Shiano's like, okay, I'm justified now. Josh Freeman is making Shiano look good. But that don't got nothing to do with what's going on in Tampa Bay, baby. You gotta win a game. I don't care what Josh Freeman do.
Hey,
we're not connected to Josh Freeman no more.
I got the ticket, right? The NFL ticket. And check this out. And this, to even watch Tampa Bay's is like watching paint on the wall dry.
Okay, very funny. That's nice. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, that's nice. You got any more?
No, go ahead.
You're going to be in Dublin, Ohio on the 17th, right? I know. Okay, that's very nice. I like that. Keep it coming, baby. I can take it as well as I can dish it out. So, I expect it. Because I go hard at everybody.
I'm just saying y'all not easy to watch. Y'all not easy to watch now, especially with Doug Martin out.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Mayor, you might as well just pay extra close attention to college, man, and try to see who's
I'm trying to tell you now. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, I'm hoping that James Winston make up his mind and say, you know what, I'm about to be out, man.
Hey, man, y'all don't listen to me when I tell y'all about Missouri is knocking at the door.
I see Missouri, man.
Missouri is knocking at the door. Somebody
I see Missouri. I see them. So they like what, your Kansas City Chiefs of college or something? What's happening?
Hey.
Huh?
That's just the field.
Okay, I feel you. But listen. You that's a perfect segue, my G. I wanted to talk about the sanctions that came down for my Miami Hurricanes, man. Everybody's talking about how they were soft on Miami and this and that and the third. First of all, we won our conference last year. We decided not to go to the bowl. We decided not to go to a bowl game because we was punishing ourselves. Hold on, that's line, the bell. That's the bell. I hear the bell. What's your name? Where you calling from? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's good?
This is Kia.
Kia, what's good, sweetheart? Welcome to the Bigger Show.
Hello.
All right. So, yo, yeah, like I was saying, the Miami Hurricanes, they came, they tried to lower the boom. I call it, like, just what can you do? You know what I'm saying? They had to do something to Miami, okay? We already slapped ourselves on the wrist, okay? We didn't take the bowl game. That's cool. You know what I mean? They took some scholarships away. That's fine. Frank Hayes, he got 5 games, even though he's coaching another school right now. Well, I ain't got nothing to do with that. But you know what? The NCAA just did what they had to do. They couldn't really come down hard on us.
What did they give y'all?
They took scholarships away for the basketball and football. And we didn't get no bowl bands because we did that to ourselves last year.
Please.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, kid? He was like, listen, they took 3 basketball scholarships. Hold on, one second. One at a time. They took 3 scholarships away in basketball. They took, I think, 6 away in football, right? They suspended the coach who used to coach basketball, Frank Hayes. He's at Missouri now, Ziggy. He's at Missouri. So they suspended him for 5 games. So I'm just saying, all I'm saying in the grand scheme of things, the NCAA can say, yo, here, we're going to do this to you. We're not taking away no bowl games, but we got to take something. Because the NCAA has their own problems that they got to worry about.
Yeah, you dodged the bullet on that one.
Really, did we dodge the bullet? Because
I'm talking about as far as what they could have did. You know how the NCAA.
We came down on ourselves, though.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is they could have at least took 1 more year of bowl eligibility from y'all while y'all sitting at the top. That's a,
for what? It
should have
been 5 scholarships a year.
For what?
Just the NCAA. Just the NCAA, and they want to beat their chest.
Nah, the NCAA got no. Hey, you telling me the NCAA, who got their own problems and lawsuits to worry about, they want to beat their chest because they took another year of bowl eligibility away from Miami? You bugging.
They ain't worried about no balls.
You bugging. The NCAA did whatever they had to do because Miami already slapped themselves on the wrist. So they said, okay, we're going to take away scholarships from you. They're going to reach all the way to Missouri, Ziggy, and say, Frank, hey, we're going to suspend you for 5 games. You in another conference now, but we're going to suspend you for 5 games. You know what I'm saying?
The Miami basketball team wasn't that good anyway.
What'd you say, Malcolm?
The Miami basketball team wasn't that good anyway.
You crazy. You crazy. Miami was – that's not my team. My team is Syracuse. But Miami was hot last year. Shane Larkin shouldn't have left. He went to the NBA. Shane Larkin shouldn't have left. But that's another story.
Here too early. He left.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into the NBA later. We got a hot show tonight, man. GQ Palace, after further review, the mayor's in the building, man. I got Shay on the line. I got Kia in the building. Malcolm's on the line with me, and my man Ziggy's touching base. Hey, Kia, real quick, talk about your Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to give you the floor because y'all did win. Talk about your Steelers for a minute.
Let me tell you, this is a deep, deep game.
Hold on one second. Do you hear the cheerfulness in the look in her voice? This is an exclusive right now.
I'm just excited on two different. I'm excited because somebody fell flat on their face.
Uh-oh.
With
we're
their
taking,
bunny ass fans. You know I'm excited because I called it fall flat on their face. Jay, I gotta tell you about that one, Jay. You gotta hear these bitches of fans of their fans. But that's another subject, Jay. I gotta tell you about that. Pittsburgh, all around Pittsburgh Steelers fans Sunday watching this game, you know, Ravens on the other side talking all this smack trash. But that Sanders run back, that Sanders, everybody was up in that, and all of a sudden his side of his foot was out of bounds.
Right. Play. It just touched, too.
I was like,
it did. It just touched. It just touched. It did.
I'm telling you now. We done got 2 out the way. Now we're going for 10 straight wins. 12-4.
We're keeping it up. I got you. You got 2. You got 2. You're on your way. So, as a whole, how did you think that, you know, you played a game good enough to win, or did the Ravens play to give the game
no,
to give you
the game?
No,
we played the game good enough to win, because we always play tough like that. Long as we heard Ravens was going to win up in the front on Sunday. We
okay.
had, even though, you know, they kept Ray Rice in check.
Right.
They kept Flacco at the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And their receiver, you saw what Clark and Arlen was doing. You saw what you did.
Mm-hmm,
you see what Arlen?
Mm-hmm.
He was all over the field. Did you see what he tried to come straight through the middle on the extra point?
I seen that. But look at this though. Le'Veon Bell had 93 yards. I think that's big.
He's the deal. He is the deal. That's why we missed him in four games. Take back those four games. We wouldn't lost those four games.
Okay.
But
I mean,
The
running game is effective, and nobody's howling about Todd Haley anymore. Nobody's crying about Todd Haley.
Remember when I told you we ain't got time for no bickering? Ben ain't got time for no bickering. He better get his stuff. Anybody got time for no bickering? Ben better just play focused and win us some games. We ain't got time for this mess.
That's what it is. So we here, man. After Further Review Live and Direct, I got we gonna go back into college football for 1 second because I think the basketball thing is gonna be heavy. I want to get into the
football.
Basketball a little bit early. Ziggy, I'm gonna set it off with you, man. You saw what the BCS standings look like, man. What's your opinion on the BCS, man?
Hey, Ohio State is gonna be on the outside looking in because I'm not gonna say it's fair because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't won 25 in a row,
something like that.
18. I'm sorry,
right,
what I'm
right.
thinking about.
That's all right.
But anyway, they didn't won 18 in a row, and it's
right.
not fair. And I can't wait till they go to the next year because.
Go ahead, real quick.
Also slapping the Big Ten in the face by they also slapping the Big Ten in the face by keeping them on the outside looking in. But oh well.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But I wanted to get everybody's opinion right quick, and then we was going to go into everybody's pick. So, Shay, what's your opinion on the BCS right now?
They got it right, if you ask me.
Okay. Hey, Malcolm, what's your opinion on the BCS? He's probably not with us. That's what it is. Kia, what's your opinion on the BCS?
I didn't see it yet. I didn't see it yet.
The top two, Alabama and Florida State. Alabama's one, Florida State's two.
Florida State number two. I don't agree with Florida State being number two. Oregon's
third, and Ohio State is fourth.
Why not, Kia?
Why not?
Oregon should be number two. Florida State, please. They won't last in that number two spot.
All right, so Kia, you said what now? Oregon should be two?
Yes, they should be two.
Who should be one?
Well, you know who they want to have one.
Have as number one?
Yeah. You know who I want to have number one. So
Florida State?
See Oregon number one, and I can see whether I can see Florida State number two then.
All right, Oregon number one, Florida State number two.
And then Alabama number three.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
You know the reason why I think they kind of holding Oregon back because by them playing on the West Coast and they playing late games, most of everybody that's watching football on the East Coast is not going to catch no Oregon game.
Let me tell you something, my G.
Hey, that's the way it is.
You know, let me tell you something. I said this earlier after Further Review earlier in the week, man. No disrespect to the things that Jameis Winston is doing, and he's clearly making his statement for the Heisman Trophy, and Jimbo Fisher is doing a wonderful job down there in Florida State. Listen, Florida State's setting themselves up to be crushed, Joe. You think that Alabama and Florida State is going to be in the national championship game right now? I got a bridge in Brooklyn I want to sell you. They're setting themselves up. Florida State plays Miami coming up in real soon. That game is going to mean everything to Florida State. Florida State think they're going to crush Miami. Talking about your upset the apple cart, Ziggy, watch what's going to happen. Either Oregon or Ohio State is going to get into that game with Alabama if Alabama doesn't lose. Now, here's my top four. Shay, here's how I would pick it if it was up to me. You know what I said. Ohio State is my number one team. That's why I pick Ohio State, number one, right? Oregon, number two. That's how I would look at it. Alabama would be number three, right?
Wow.
Yeah, Alabama would be number three.
Hold on.
Alabama would be number three, okay? All right. Now, who is going to be my number four team? Is it going to be Florida State or is it going to be Missouri?
Well, Whoever wins the conference final.
Don't Missouri got a big game coming up this week? Who does Missouri play this week?
Let me look right here right quick.
I'm at the Further Review home office. Let me look right quick and see who Missouri plays. I think I got a big one coming up this week. Missouri is at number 11.
Ohio State can't beat Florida State, Oregon, Alabama, or Missouri.
Missouri plays South Carolina Saturday night.
I don't agree with you on that one.
I think Ohio State can hang with any of them teams, yo.
But having a problem with Iowa do not make them look good either.
They had a problem with Iowa. They had a problem with a couple of other games. They had a problem with Wisconsin.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on,
the defense is keeping the other team in the game.
Yeah, come on, man. Ohio State is having a problem every week, just about.
Okay, I agree with you, but Shay, who's the only team in the country that got 18-game winning streak?
Well,
who's the only team in the country that got 18-game winning streak?
We're not talking about that. The Big Ten conference is weak. I agree with you.
I agree with you. The Big Ten is weak. But that Ohio State, as long as they do what they got to do, in my opinion, I think that they don't deserve to be jumped over by Florida State. I tell you that much.
Florida State just went to Death Valley and blew them out. They just went to Death Valley and just slapped them.
So you think out of ten times, Florida State beat Clemson?
Clemson in that game wasn't even emotionally in it. After they hit him in the mouth a couple of times, Clemson, you could just tell the air was let out of them. They didn't even want to be there no more.
But you notice I ain't say nothing about Clemson. I don't care about Clemson. But my thing is Florida State.
They might not care about Clemson, but they have more to prove to me.
That's my opinion. They have more to prove to
Florida
State.
Clemson was number two at the time.
So they go jump over Oregon, too? What you going to tell me about Oregon?
Oregon just got 2,800 hung up on.
Hold on one second, one at a time.
East Coast bias, that's the only thing I can tell you.
Oregon just got 28 or 38 or something like that hung up on them Saturday. Florida State held the number three team in the country in their house to 14, and they got a garbage touchdown by the backup quarterback at the end of the game, man. They put 50 up on them. That's not good enough for me, Shay.
I understand what you're saying, my dude, but that's not good enough for me. You can't tell me that Florida State was going to come all the way up out of nowhere. Regardless of the fact that the Texas A&M, Stanford, Clemson, Georgia, all of them lost, regardless of the fact, I understand that. But you mean to tell me, come on, man.
Just remind me of Auburn when they made that run with Cam.
Florida State should be in the top four. Granted, I give you that. But come on, man, that number two out of – then what happens when they lose? What happens if they lose a game?
That's it. They can drop down.
That's what they set themselves up for a fall, my G. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to look at Florida State's schedule.
So we're going to look at Florida State's schedule, right? What you going to say when they blow Miami out?
I hope they don't blow Miami out because I don't need Miami because Miami's going to disappear. If they blow Miami out, Miami's done.
Don't they play Virginia Tech too?
Who?
Florida State.
I'm looking for the schedule right now. Hold on one second. Hey, Shay, I'm expecting us to lose by at least two touchdowns. Where everybody's talking about Jameis Winston and how he went down there to Clemson and did his numbers and this and that. In two weeks, man, we'll be down in Tallahassee, my G. We're going to show up.
Hey, man, this reminds me of Cam.
Listen, Florida State got North Carolina State this week, right? They got Miami next week, right? Then they got Wake Forest, Syracuse, Idaho, and their last game is against Florida.
Okay, so they don't play Virginia Tech.
Nah. So their last game against Florida, Zig. So I'm just saying, so Shay, if they blow Miami out, that just goes to show that we're not good enough. Because I still think, in my heart of hearts, they're ranked seventh. I got them after Further Review. I got them ranked sixth on GP because they're undefeated. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I still think that we're a year away. Al Golden is doing a wonderful job down at Miami, yo. He's doing the thing. They try to mess with our minds by dropping these restrictions on us and these sanctions on us and while we're having a great season. But that's cool. It's all good. We rock with that because it's the U, baby. That's what we do. Yeah, but I mean, as far as Florida State,
I
got beef with Florida State anyway, Shay. You know what I mean? So I ain't ready to let them live, fam. I ain't ready to let them live.
We back, baby. We back on the offensive side of the ball. This have a Cam Newton,
Auburn run feel to it. This Florida State run.
Yeah.
How Cam just came out of nowhere and just all of a sudden, remember, because they wasn't ranked at first.
Yeah.
They was not even ranked before the beginning of the season. All of a sudden, you looked up. They was at 20. Then they went up to 15.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went up to 10. Then
but
once
this
they got
the
top
10, that's what Miami's doing. Miami was like out of – Miami wasn't even top 25 this season. Preseason
ranking,
Miami
is,
was out,
what I'm
was out
is
the top 25.
What I'm saying is that team did it when didn't nobody know about Cam, though. Cam just came on the scene like James – like Winston did – is doing right now.
I mean, but, you know, but, hey, Shay, I'm scared, my G. Look at – these are the numbers that Florida State's putting up in each game this season. They had 41 against Pittsburgh. They had 62 against Nevada. They had 54 against Bethune-Cookman. They had 48 against Boston College. They had 63 against Maryland. And they hit Clemson up for 51. So, yeah, I'm shook. You know what I mean? I'm shook. I'm going to keep it funky.
We got playmakers out there everywhere on the field. And Wilder Jr. got hurt against Clemson, and we didn't miss a beat.
And you know what though? I'm not mad at Wilder Jr. because his pops was a running back for my Tampa Bay Bucks, so I ain't mad at him. You know what I mean? James Wilder was the dude for
Tampa Bay.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. But, yeah, man, after further review, we live and direct, man. We're about 15 good minutes away from the Eastern Conference NBA preview. So get your notes together and all that, man. We're going to go around the table. Shout out to the listeners, man. 646-200-3838 is the math to get in on the conversation, man. Press 1 if you want to talk to the mayor and all that, man. We're going to get into our NBA thing. Kia, you got to wait till next week to talk about your Lakers. We're going to get into that, but we're doing the Eastern Conference tonight, so it's all good. So, you hear me? She got nothing to talk about no way?
We'll
continue that conversation next week. It's all good. But, we got to pop it off, man, in a few minutes, man, the NBA preview. But back into a little college football. Yeah, Shay, man, no doubt. I got Florida State animosity anyway, fam. So I treat the Florida State Seminoles like I treat the Red Sox. You know what I mean? So you got to show me, man. And Florida State, man, I hate to see it. Like, I hate in my blood. If I could use that statement, I got hate in my blood for Florida State, man. I can't see it. And then that game that's coming up on November 2nd, man. Oh, man.
Yep.
I'm scared for that conversation because I know you're going to be killing me, but it's all good.
Yes, sir. You know it.
He said, yes, sir, no doubt. But I think that maybe if James Winston keeps on his roll, man, he's just going to sweep the Heisman. He's leaving everybody else in the dust. Like Ziggy said, man, you know, the guy's coming out of nowhere, man. He's just passing Bridgewater, you know, Manziel, whoever else you want to name. You know what I mean? So you know, James Winston is definitely going to deserve it. And I like the way he talks. He talks like he got confidence.
Right.
Like he's going to go in there and handle his business.
Did you see him show the little thing in the locker room before the game when he was telling them boys what we was coming to do?
Yeah.
You hear me? He got confidence.
That's
he got
what
that swag.
He does. You can't front on that, Kia. You can't front on it. I mean, I want to see him in a tough situation and see what he does.
That
wasn't a tough situation?
Nah. 51-14?
He had 444 yards.
Ziggy, you hear this? Saturday night in Death Valley, come on now. What was the outcome of the game?
That's because Clemson didn't show up. It ain't had nothing to do with Winston.
Oh, now we talk about people who don't show up. Oh, okay.
Right.
What was the situation and the outcome of the game? He's a freshman. He had every opportunity to throw that up. He went in there and handled his business. It's not his fault that Clemson didn't show up.
It's not his fault.
That's what I just said.
That's what makes it a tough game.
He had 444 yards
passing. He's a freshman going into Death Valley. They number three in the country, and he did them boys like that.
But Shay, what did they say about Aaron Murray when Georgia played Clemson? What did they say about Aaron Murray? What he was going to do? You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying that, Shay. That's all. I think Jameis Winston right now. If you had to ask me, who would I give my Heisman vote to right now, this second, 8:39 on Tuesday night? Jameis Winston would get it. No doubt about it.
You got to give it to him if you're a real sports fan.
You got to. Huh?
You're going to get my vote.
Who would you vote for? Teddy Bridgewater?
Come on, Kia.
You can't front on that.
He's not getting my vote.
Okay. And you're entitled to that. Who would get your vote?
I put Bridgewater, even though he had that
one. Kia. I think those Pittsburgh Steelers wins has affected our brain. Kia, come on now.
You like the judge in the Floyd Mayweather fight, Kia.
Hey, that's a nice analogy. I like that. I'm going to applaud that myself. I'm gonna applaud that with myself. Kia, come on now, Teddy Bridgewater.
I just cannot get. I just cannot give Florida State no love.
I hear you. I understand that. I can definitely relate to that.
I can relate. Give them no love.
Listen. Real quick, we're gonna go into the basketball thing in a hot second. I just want to get everybody's a quick word from everybody what they thought about the situation at Grambling State. Real quick before we get into basketball, Kia, what was your observation on that situation down in Grambling?
What was the penalty? Did they fine them $10,000?
They didn't penalize them anything. If the team went back to, you know, they had protested, you know what I mean, and the team went back, you know, to play, you know, to practice or whatever. And I just wanted to know what you thought about the whole situation as a whole. I've never been down to the school.
I've never been down into the sports. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. They're down in there.
They're in a downturn right now, yo. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, firing Doug Williams was bad. They fired him twice. It's the second time they fired him. You know what I'm saying? He tried to donate some, you know, mats for, I guess, the weight room or whatever for the school and the school.
You know what happened with that? Alumni, because it's homecoming weekend is coming up right here for HBCU. Alumni need to step up for this mess.
But I think the reason why they went back, the pressure was put on them because they had to pay money for every game that they forfeited. Because they forfeited a game to Jackson State.
Yeah.
And they had to give Jackson State $20,000. So
man,
every game that they forfeit, the sports facility.
They was getting staff infections.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I can relate to that.
That's what I was saying.
Same thing going on with them. Yeah, but hey, Ziggy, so what's your opinion on that, man, down at what's going on in Grambling?
They had to do what they had to do. Ollie did the same thing. Everybody getting sick.
All right, Ziggy, I don't know what's the matter with him. Maybe he's choking or whatever. Shay, what's your opinion on what's happening down in Grambling?
Man, I feel the same way Ziggy do. They had to do what they had to do. Boys out there getting staff infections and stuff, man. Something got to be done.
Right, that's right. Indeed.
Just can't
sweep
that under the rug.
Yeah. No pun intended, right? That was a nice one. You got to applaud that one.
That was funny on a couple of different levels.
Well, sweeping under the rug. That's my man Shay right there.
Some not even speak up about that because it's like a lot of homecoming week this whole month for HBCU colleges. So if I'm not going to be out
Yeah, but kid, that's exactly right. And that's a bad look, yo.
Yeah, because it's homecoming week. A lot of schools.
Eddie Robinson was alive, God bless the dead, yo. If Eddie Robinson, he would smack the hell out of somebody, man.
That's a bad look when you're in the weight room and all of a sudden you walking on the floor and the towel's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but it is what it is, man. It shouldn't be like that down there. But, so we're about to slide into a situation right now. You've been waiting all year. Well, actually, there's a few months because the finals was like maybe about 4 or 5 months ago, man. Jeez, Louise. It's time once again, man. get the basketball talk ready, man. Get your Christmas Day situation all together and all that, man. We're about to slide into the After Further Review 2013-2014 NBA Preview. We're going to talk Eastern Conference tonight. Listen, who's going to win the division? Who you like to see in the All-Star game? Who's your conference playoff teams? And who's your Eastern Conference finals pick? We're going to go strictly Eastern Conference tonight. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I got my man Ziggy in the building. I got Shay on the line with me, and I got Kia. I thought I had Malcolm, but I think he's on the BlackBerry. He might touch base with us later on. So, yeah, Ziggy, what's good, man? I know what you're getting ready to say, man. Talk about your team, man. Let's get into it, man. It's basketball season. Let's go.
Well, he's going to be much better to watch this year. I mean, as far as if you are
And who is that? Let the world know who your team is.
Pistons.
He said that kind of fast. He said, like he don't have a lot of optimism for his team. That's the Pistons.
Yeah,
That's the Detroit Pistons.
We made some moves this year. I mean, we're going to be playoff bound. I look at us at the number 6 or 7 spot, probably with a first-round exit. But, hey, it's going to be better than – It's gonna be better than last year.
Okay. All right. So you like the Detroit Pistons. I got you on that. So basically, do you see you guys picked up Brandon Jennings? You got Peyton Siva out the draft. What do you basically see as your teams? You see a 500 record? You see a competitive squad?
I see over 500. I see at least about 47,
48
wins.
Oh, so you're trying to get the 50 wins, huh? I hear you. Okay, so you like
spot,
your Detroit Pistons.
I'm not saying we're going to take over the world. That is a 6-7 spot.
I mean, Josh Smith, man. You got Josh Smith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to get the Chris Bosh, Josh Smith that stands out at the three-point line and don't play defense. I mean, because he can't. he was in my top five disappointments the last year, and we just happened to go out and get him. So
okay.
He is on my team now, so I gotta bear with him.
All right. Shay, real quick, what's your team, my dude?
The Heat, baby.
Oh, wow. Okay, we gonna get to you. We're going to let you have the last words since you the champ. Kia, I know your team is the Lakers and all that, but we're going to let you chime in on, you got, what are your views on the Eastern Conference this season?
I'm hoping somebody, dethrone those punks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for the Bulls to do that.
Okay.
So I'm looking for the Bulls to come out of that after they beat those punks down. So I'm looking for Rose to do what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
To shut them down.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think, Rose? Where do you think Derrick Rose is at? Because we're like a week away from opening night. Where do you think he's at?
Oh, he's 100%. He's gonna prove everybody wrong. He's okay.
I mean, he's been doing his numbers the last couple of games. Like he's been, in the mix and down low, playing tough. And so, that's what it is.
That's what he's gonna do.
So what are you thinking about as far as the divisions are concerned? Who do you see coming? You see the Knicks?
Oh,
anything making any noise as far as the divisions are concerned?
I already got my 1-8.
Go ahead, do your 1-8 right quick.
Okay, I had to put them bums number one.
Right.
Please. I got the bums for number one. Bulls number two. Pacers coming out number three. Number four going to be the Knicks. Number five going to be the Pistons. Six going to be the Nets. Seven, Hawks. And then I got eight, Sixers or Wizards. I think Wizards going to come into the playoffs this year.
Okay, I actually like that. I got respect for your Wizards pick too. I think they're going to be a lot better. I think John Wall is writing playoff on every pair of sneakers he plays, every game he plays. So he's motivating himself, and I think that Bradley Beal is going to come into himself. And I think the Wizards are going to be better, and I respect your picks. So you said Miami 1. Chicago 2.
No, I said the bums. I said bums 1.
Bums. Oh, you know, same difference. Indiana 3, the Knicks 4, Detroit 5, was it Brooklyn 6?
Yep.
Atlanta 7?
Right.
And Washington 8?
Six is in the Wizard, but I think the Wizard will get that last spot.
Okay, all right. Real quick, Shay, you got your 8 ready for me?
Yep.
Okay.
Miami 1, Pacers 2, Bulls 3, Brooklyn 4, Knicks 5. I'm taking the Wizards at 6. And I'm going to take Atlanta and the Pistons. I hate to say that Atlanta and the Pistons are battling for that 7 and 8.
Okay, that's what it is. I like that you didn't give the Knicks home court advantage, but that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. We'll get to see y'all in the second round. Ziggy, real quick, what's your top 8, my G?
Miami 1, Indiana 2, Chicago 3, Brooklyn 4.
Hold up 1 second. You had me at 2. Miami's 1.
Indiana 2.
Right.
Chicago 3.
Uh-huh.
Brooklyn 4.
Right.
Knicks 5.
Uh-huh.
Atlanta 6. Detroit 7. Orlando 8.
And who 8?
Orlando.
Orlando, Oladipo, that's, you like him. I like him too, man.
Yes, I like
that's my sleeper pick for rookie of the year, man.
That's who mine is too.
That's what it is. I think that, again, man, the Eastern Conference is going to be, you know, a whole lot about the number 2 spot. I think that it's going to be a race for number 2. Again, LeBron, you know, he's a beast, man. He can't be stopped right now, man. So all you could do basically is win your division, win a respectable amount of games, you know, get that home court, and eventually, you know, you're going to, you know, face them in the Eastern Conference Finals, and everything goes to downtown Miami. My picks for the Eastern Conference, I'm going to go 8-1. Number 8. This might surprise a lot of people, but it didn't surprise me because I do my homework just like everybody else after further review, baby. Number 8, Toronto Raptors.
Wow.
Number 7, Washington Wizards. Number 6, number 6, Orlando Magic. Number 5, check out my number 5 pick. I know people's going to be bugging, but I think my number 5 pick is going to be Brooklyn. My number 4 pick is going to be the Knicks. My top 3 teams from 3-1 in the Eastern Conference. At number 3 is going to be Indiana Pacers. Number 2 is going to be Chicago Bulls. And the number 1 team is going to be the Miami Heat. So from 1 through 8, I got the Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls, Indiana Pacers, New York Knicks, Brooklyn Nets, Orlando, Washington and Toronto in the 8th spot. I just think that Toronto's going to sneak up on a lot of people, have a better season that they, you know, giving respect for, man. You know, Rudy Gay, man. I don't know, man. I think Rudy Gay, you know, he might make some noise. He's
so you
going
got
to
my team
in
on the outside looking in, I see.
Huh?
That's a good
pick, though,
man.
I see you got my team on the outside looking in.
If they could beat Toronto off of the 8th spot.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, they could beat Toronto off the 8th spot, man. I think DeMar DeRozan. I like DeMar DeRozan's game, and I think Rudy Gay is going to have a nice season. And Tyler Hansbrough is going to make some noise too, man. I just think that they're going to sneak in. I think that Detroit could do it, man, if they could beat Toronto out for that 8th spot. My Knicks. Go ahead, Shay.
I like your style. I want to change minds. Give me Toronto 8-2. I'm tripping. I don't know what I'm thinking. Give me Atlanta 7.
Hey, yo, can I get an applause for that?
8-2.
I got Shay to change his mind. I'm going to applaud myself for that. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Hey, Shay, what you need to do, my cousin? What's up? What you need to change?
Give me Atlanta 7. Give me Toronto 8-2 because the Pistons ain't going to do nothing.
Okay, so, yeah, you got Atlanta 7th already, so you just want to change Toronto, Detroit out for Toronto. I like Toronto's game, man. And I like Detroit's game. Don't get it twisted, Ziggy. But I think at the end of the day, I think Toronto's going to win a lot of games, you know, and have that spot. Detroit is going to have to scrap for that spot.
Jay and Mayor, I do not want y'all. I want y'all the same way I had to eat crow and everything. Over my baseball team is the same way I want y'all to eat is when the Pistons. I'm not saying they're going to win anything, but I'm talking about getting in that playoff spot. I want y'all to remember that.
Okay, and I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, my dude. I'm willing to
let
accept that.
Let me tell you something. When Pistons drafted that 37th pick, because the Knicks was pissed when they drafted him, Tony Mitchell, that's going to be the sleeper. That's going to get the Pistons over that hump.
Mm.
I'm telling you right now.
KCP.
I'm telling you right now. Yeah. If the Lakers could have picked up a few feet, they would have grabbed Tony Mitchell.
KCP.
I think that, like you said, Ziggy, I hear you, Kia. I hear you on that one. But I think that, like Ziggy saying, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is going to be that dude. If he has a nice season, but I watched him in the beginning of the of training camp. He didn't look all of that. But maybe, you know, he's got it together now.
Come on.
I said at the beginning of training camp.
I'm talking about right now.
Right now it's a different story. I'm agreeing with you. If he can make it happen. The Pistons have the pieces, but what are you really expecting?
We gonna have a good defensive team now. Now look at it. We got Monroe and Drummond sitting in the sitting down low. We not gonna be soft in the belly no more. So
who y'all gonna get any consistent outside shooting from?
KCP.
Ziggy.
So those games when he's matched up against cats like Deion Waiters. And Jimmy Butler, he's going to come off on them? I don't think so, man.
Well, I'm confused about the Raptors. You confused me about the Raptors. You talking about Gay?
Yeah, Rudy Gay. Right, Rudy Gay. DeMar DeRozan. I think they might do something.
I got to see this. I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs.
Hey, Shay.
Huh?
Don't forget about we got Mr. Big Shot back. Big Shot back.
Chauncey Billups?
I'm not saying that he's the old Chauncey of 04. I'm not saying all that. What I'm saying is he bringing leadership, first of all, and then second, he's not scared of the moment.
Okay, he's home. He's home. You can't be mad at that. Okay, he's home.
I love Chauncey. I used to argue with boys back when Chauncey and Stephon was in college and everybody thought Stephon was the best boy. I used to tell boys back then, Chauncey was better than Stephon, but Chauncey's a done deal, Ziggy.
You said Chauncey Billups.
You don't watch them day and night in and night out.
Chauncey Billups is better than Stephon Marbury when Stephon was at Georgia Tech?
Yeah, Chauncey was better.
I don't know about all that.
When we do our college basketball preview, Shay, me and you going to have a conversation. I'm going to have to hit you to some things. We're going to have a conversation. Chauncey Billups was better than Stephon Marbury at Georgia Tech.
Chauncey was a monster at Colorado.
I understand that. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk.
His numbers was better, just as good, if not better, than Stephon's at Georgia Tech.
But Stephon had a better team.
I understand you on that, but you know why I'm talking junk, Shay? You know why? Because Steph was only there 2 years. He did his numbers. He told Bobby Kremins he was going to be out. And he took him as far as he could go. But I respect Stephon's game. I respect Chauncey's game. But I don't think Chauncey Billups was better than Stephon Marbury in college.
That New Jersey team they had with him and Derek Coleman when he first came into the league and how they used to just alley-oop on Live City? They was Live City before Live City was Live City.
Mm. I mean, I just think Stephon Marbury was that dude, but he just bugged out, whatever. But we back in the building, man.
Who did you say you was going to be Rookie of the Year? Who did you say your Rookie of the Year was?
I said Michael Oladipo would be a Rookie of the Year candidate.
Okay.
Candidate. So what's your since you spoke on it, what's your opinion of Rookie of the Year?
I'm like CJ McCollum. I can't wait to watch him play.
CJ McCollum, Portland Trailblazers.
We're gonna get into the West Conference
next week and all
that. He's with the reigning Rookie of the Year. So,
and shout out to Damian Lillard and all of that. What do you think Brooklyn's gonna do? Real talk. What do you think Brooklyn's gonna do? And where are they gonna end up at? First five games of the season they got at Cleveland, Miami, at Orlando, Utah, and at Washington.
And people sleep on Cleveland.
Yeah, I know. Cleveland's going to be in the mix with Toronto, with Detroit for the division.
I wanted to put them in there, but I just couldn't. But that's going to be that deal right there. They're going to be all right.
Who's going to have the better season, the Nets or the Knicks?
Well,
Knicks will have the better season.
How many games are the Knicks going to win?
I think they'll win maybe 5 games less than what they won this year.
All right. They won 54 games last year.
Oh, wait a minute now. Okay.
They won 54. They were 54-28.
The Knicks going to win between 42 and 46 games.
They're going to win about 49-50.
They're going to be less, a little bit less than what they won last 5 games.
Ziggy said
50.
Shay said 42 and 46. Kid said how many?
I said 5 games less than what they won last
49?
Year.
49? All right. I think the Knicks going to win between – no, I'm going to go with a straight number. I think the Knicks are going to win 57 games.
Wow.
Yep. That's my team. I think the Knicks are going to win 57 games.
I don't blame you.
That's a free spot, ain't it? That's home court. That's home court, too, man. But you know this. I didn't have them in my top four. I had them. They were fifth. And I think they're going to win 57 games. If they win 55, if they win 53, I'm happy.
I agree with you. What you see?
Here's another thing that bugs me out. Hey Shay, uh-huh. Z, Kia. Here's another thing that bugs me out. How you gonna have? And this is why I don't play really rock with ESPN like that, man. I don't believe in their opinions and whatnot.
I don't believe nothing they say.
I know you do, Kia. I know you got a major beef. I know you got a. But hold
up.
How you gonna have Carmelo Anthony, the 15th? Rated player in the NBA, and he's the league's leading scorer.
Yes, ridiculous. That's why I said they say ridiculous.
That's why I don't understand that. And it's not really a Carmelo Anthony bias or nothing like that. It's just the truth.
Yeah,
Carmelo better than that. He most definitely.
He's way better than that. How you gonna have Carmelo Anthony? He's the league's leading scorer.
You saw they had Kobe.
And yeah, they had Kobe at 25.
Like, okay, really?
So you mean to tell me that 24 players in the league right now, regardless of what happened to Kobe, regardless of what, that's better than Kobe Bryant? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I'm not really a Kobe dude like that, but I know in my heart of hearts you can't find 24 dudes in the NBA right now that's better than Kobe Bryant.
You ain't going to find 24 boys that say they better than Kobe Bryant.
There you go, Shay. Applaud that. There you go. That's the truth, because it's the truth.
So, I don't believe nothing ESPN says.
So that's why, I mean, it's no disrespect to them over there at the big place over there. That's what they do. But that's why I respect people's opinions like yours, Ziggy, like yours, Kia, like yours, Shay, like yours, Malcolm, like everybody that calls the show, man, I respect your opinion. Don't be running a bunch of numbers. Thank you. That's what it is. Don't be running a bunch of numbers past me that you heard on the other station. Tell me what you think. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot, 9 times out of 10, what you think makes more sense than what's being said on TV by them dudes with the suits on.
Right.
25.
Let's keep it all the way funky. You know what I mean? And that's my premise for my whole thing for After Further Review. I want everybody to come on the show, man, and tell me what's on your mind. I don't want to hear
like,
no nothing.
Because
we already saw SportsCenter. We already saw that. You know what I mean?
Melo don't care what they have. Messi.
Yeah, that's true, too, but I still in awe, though, man. I'm like, who's watching the games up there at ESPN? How you going to tell me that the league's leading scorer is the 15th best player in the league? That's crazy. And then, you know, and the first clue was when they had Kobe at 25. That was the first clue right there.
Oh, my God. And I got a text. You know, all these Kobe haters that I know, whatever. I get text messages like, "Yeah, they got you." I'm like, "Whatever, come on."
And then you have the ones that take that as the gospel, and they take it and run with it because ESPN said it. It's got to be the truth.
Are you serious? Of course.
You know, I mean that's basically that. But like right now, we're gonna tap into a little something right now. Keep it on the basketball topic. Let me see right now. Eastern Conference, Shay, who's your All Stars, man? Eastern Conference. Who's your starting five?
Oh, I didn't do my All Stars.
LeBron, D Rose, Paul George, Chris Bosh. Who else do I want? Carmelo.
And Carmelo, got you. Ziggy, who's your starting five in the All-Star? Who you voting for?
LeBron, D. Rose, D. Williams. Oh, boxing drummers.
I never, Ziggy. Come on, bro. Don't keep doing
that. Hey,
like
I'm trying
that.
To give a different flavor here now. You know
I thought that's what Shay was doing,
man.
Hey,
don't
so Kid,
like
Kid, who you starting off
Shay,
on
here? Hold on. I'm not even really got he got off into the All-Star, and the season ain't even started, so I really ain't do my homework on that part yet. So,
I'm just saying, if you had an All-Star ballot, who would you pick, you know what I mean, for the All-Star game?
I am putting Mello.
You got to keep up, Ziggy. You got to keep up with me, baby. You had 2 weeks to get ready.
I'm putting Noah.
Noah.
I'm putting Rose.
Rose.
You know I don't want to put – I really don't want to put LeBron, but, you know, really, basically, I don't really have to put him on my All-Star.
You really don't. It's yours. It's your team.
You right
can
about
put,
that. Let me dig about
you
this.
Can put
Elgoskis
on it if you want to.
I can't stand him.
I love that.
I can't stand him. Shay, I
now
can't stand
like
him.
Now you're acting like ESPN, Kia.
Kia, moonlight is burning. Who else are you going to put on your team?
Okay, LeBron, I got to put that bomb up there. Who else can I put up there for the,
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, we are celebrating the second anniversary of GQ Powers Radio while Kia is pondering her All-Star picks. Shout out to TQ Palace, man,
okay,
the big
George,
homie Rich.
I'll put George up there.
George, and you got one more.
Now I already said my five.
Name them.
I said LeBron, Rose, Noah, Mello, and... Yeah, I said LeBron, Rose, Noah, Mello, and George.
All right, cool. All right, so that's what it is. If I had to pick the All-Star for the All-Star game right now, looking at it, I picked LeBron James from Miami. Rah. I picked Carmelo Anthony from the Knicks. I would pick Roy Hibbert from Indiana Pacers. Right? I would pick Derrick Rose. And I would pick, that last one's going to be a serious one for me. I think I'm going to go with the homie. The homie, act like you know me. The homie, I'm gonna go with my man that's playing for the Detroit Pistons right now. What's his name? What's his name? Ziggy? Josh? What?
Josh Smith.
I'm going with Josh Smith. That's gonna be my All-Star ballot.
That wouldn't have been my All. That wouldn't. Hey, that's nice though. But he wouldn't have been my pick as far as the one on the All-Star for the Pistons. I think Drummond will be one before Smith will be.
But I didn't need Drummond because I had Hibbert.
I know, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. So,
but
yeah,
he can
so we
play
got,
power forward too though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. But we got the top eight popping, we got the All Stars popping. So what is your prediction for like maybe the first, because the season starts next week. You know what I mean? You got the Heat and the Chicago Bulls, man. You got a real good game to set the season off. What is your prediction for the game? We're going to go around the table right quick. We're going to start it off with Kia. What's your prediction for the Heat and Bulls next week?
I'm going with the Bulls to slam them. The Bulls.
So much hate. She said the Bulls are going to slam the Heat and basically just left it at that. So, Ziggy, what's your opinion on the Bulls and Heat game next week?
I got the Heat, and because as far as especially in the NBA, you gotta have dynasties, and this is Miami's time right now. So hey, when LA had their time, all you had to do was just sit back and watch.
Wait
for the playoffs to start,
right.
and let it go down, and just sit back. And LA was LA, but now this is Miami's time. So hey, all to Miami.
So they're gonna win. They're going to win. I'm going to wait and get into the finals.
They're going to win the first game. They're going to win a playoff series against them. And they're going to win the whole thing again.
So you say they're going to win the first game and the last game.
The first, the last, and they're going to be holding up the Larry O'Brien trophy when it's all
said. That's what it is.
Done.
So you say Heat three-peat. All right, so it's all good. I like you, Ziggy. You're all right. Heat three-peat. All right, Shay, what's your opinion on next Tuesday night, man?
Shout out to Ziggy. You know what I mean? Shout out to Ziggy. He going to smash.
He said,
everybody healthy to start the season off. First game, man, LeBron hit him for about 25 to 28, and Wade gonna hit him for about 25. You know what I mean? We going to smash the Bulls.
What's your over-under on Greg Oden's minute?
Right now, this is all I'm saying about Oden is right now we don't need him.
Mm.
Right now we don't need him. We need to let him keep working, making sure he right, you know what I mean, before we start playing him.
Right.
Making sure he's right, and we don't need him for nothing but a good, I'd say 15, 18 minutes a game, and that's only against certain teams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's only against certain teams. We only need him against the Hibberts, the Brook Lopez's, the
mm-hmm.
Dwight Howards. You know what I mean? Maybe the Boo Boo Lakers. Maybe, you know what I mean, with Paul Gasol. You know, they got Paul Gasol and Kamen.
That's a franchise that the Heat can never sit at the table with. So you can call them Boo Boo. They can't even come at the table. They can't even be in the table room with them.
It's what have you done for me lately is, you know what I mean?
If the Heat win the championship 3 in a row, I hate to say it, but they can sit
there
at the table.
If they win, if they go three-peat.
Why? How many teams have three-peats?
I don't care how many teams have three-peats. They won't.
You're talking about history. So why can't you bring history into it? If the Heat win three in a row, they can sit at the table with the Bulls. They can sit at the table with the Celtics. And they can sit at the table with the Lakers. You got
to
give them that. You got to give them that.
Hey, you know what's going to make it more scary, Mayor? What's going to make it more scary is LeBron said that he's going to actually take more focus and put more effort in being on the blocks this year. Wow.
So them cats down low got to get their thing together.
Yes, sir. And it's almost like he's not happy. So he hear the people like – he hear people talking about that they not Laker pedigree and all that. You know, by this day of age, all you do is jump on Twitter and everybody's talking about him.
Right. And again, no disrespect to what the Lakers done.
He wanted to be a Laker pedigree. He wanted to be able to be a Laker pedigree. They ain't lying.
The reason why I said they can sit at the table with them is because how many teams won three-peats?
I don't care how many teams.
And with the four straight finals.
And with the four straight finals.
I don't care.
Okay, I know. We know. It's all good.
I don't care.
We know. But that's the point, though. And, again, you know, as far as the Miami Heat is concerned, man, you know, you can't take it away from them, man. They're doing what they're doing. Can I finish my thought? Thank you. Jeez Louise. It's the Miami Heat's thing to lose. Everybody else is trying to step their game up. The Bulls saying, okay, Derrick Rose is coming back. Derrick Rose is going to do his numbers. Okay, fine. But then what about the Pacers? Paul George and Danny Granger is coming back. Danny Granger is going to do his numbers. Danny Granger might start off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Granger is doing his numbers. So now you got the Pacers. You got the Bulls. The Knicks, to me, are an afterthought. I don't think the Knicks are going to be in that top 2-3 area. They might start out 7-0 like they did last year.
And
it's just like everybody was going off the deep end because the Knicks were 7-0. Are you serious?
And Brooklyn loaded up because they had Miami in mind.
Brooklyn loaded up with a bunch of Geritol.
Brooklyn loaded up with a bunch of Geritol, a bunch of Icy Hot, a bunch of Absorbing Junior, all of that. They loaded up with, all I'm saying is they loaded up, they can be jealous, they can be all that, but the reason why they assembled that team, because they was thinking of Miami.
If they're like fifth and sixth and battling for home court advantage, and Kevin Garnett's got a strained calf and this and that, and Darren Williams' ankle twisted, and Jason Kidd can't figure it out, what's going to be the excuse?
Oh, they're going to find one.
And Paul Pierce is in a slump because the Barclays Center is too dark. What's, you know what I mean? What's going to be the excuse? I mean, like, as a Knicks fan, I hope Brooklyn goes in the toilet.
And you ain't even talked about the Nets.
Let me reiterate that. Not Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets go in the toilet as a Knicks fan, orange and blue all day.
And you ain't even talked.
Go ahead, Ziggy.
You ain't even talked about the dude on that team that's actually can actually go into the bucket and Joe Johnson. You have to put him on a milk carton in the playoffs to find him.
You got
to
put him on a milk carton in the regular season unless he's hitting a shot at the buzzer. That's the only time you hear Joe Johnson hit a shot at the buzzer. Okay, fine. But where's Joe Johnson at when the playoffs start?
Gone.
So I'm not – and like you said, I ain't even talk about Joe Johnson, right? You made my point for me. But I'm just saying, though, man, the Brooklyn Nets got old. They think that they're going to do – and that's the bell right there. They think that they're going to turn it around and win 65 games. I don't see it happening, man. I don't see it happening. I don't know who's on the line, but I hear the bell. So, yo, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Who are you and where you calling from? Hello? All right, well, we ain't got nobody. So that was a false alarm. So, Ziggy, what was you saying?
Oh, you were speaking.
Yeah, I was just saying, man, yo, it's a thing where you got to just basically go with what you got, man. And I think the Brooklyn Nets kind of just, you know, Prokhorov is spending money. He's like, you know what, get me a title. Get me a title. There's the bell again. Is that another false alarm? Or we got somebody on the line. What's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening? Who are you? I don't know who you are, so tell me who you are. What's good? All right, somebody needs to step their game up behind the scenes.
Can you hear me?
Talk.
Can you hear me now?
Who is this?
This is Ange.
What's good? Somebody's sleeping behind the wheel. What's good? I hear you. Welcome to the bigger show. What's up?
Yeah. I was just listening to y'all show and everything, you know.
Jeez Louise.
y'all was going in a little something in there.
That's what we do.
About Miami having a three-peat and all that. But, In all due respect, and I'm not a Miami fan or whatever, but if they do get a three-peat, they deserve that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To have that title as being in there with the Lakers and all
mm-hmm,
that. You know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really steal no games. They earned it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
no
saying?
Doubt.
But even
kidding.
Though I was a Boston fan, which they chopped my team up, so now I'm with the L.A. Clippers because they got Doc Rivers.
So you took you took your talent to Long Beach.
You know what?
Your talent to Long Beach. I don't know if I can respect
that. That's how you
that.
Did I could do that.
Yeah, you can. So we're going to talk about that next week because that's the Western Conference. It's all good. We're going to talk about that next week.
But I'm a Kevin Garnett fan, too, so you know what I'm saying?
And
I'm from Long Island, so I reps Brooklyn.
And you know what? The Brooklyn Nets, man, they get no love, man. So we can start it off early, man. Knicks, man, all day, man. Knicks all day. Brooklyn's not going to do nothing. They went and got they got them cats off the used car lot.
And we could get it
popping before the season starts.
They got them off the used car lot. You ain't right.
They got them off. They got Paul Pierce off the used car lot. They got Kevin Garnett off the used car lot, right? You know what I'm saying?
The Knicks,
so,
the
and they got Jason Terry.
The Knicks are love to have Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce right
nah,
now.
Nah, I will not right
you
now.
Know
not right now, Shay.
They would.
Not
they
right
would.
Now,
you know
Shay.
Why?
Not
because
right now, Shay. I don't need them right now. They passed their prime. What can he do for me?
They'd rather have Kevin Garnett than start a mile, I'll tell you that.
Kevin Garnett's like 60-year-old knees. I don't need that. I got that with the money.
Kevin Garnett, they better have him than Stoudemire. I'm telling you.
What you telling me?
I'm telling you. Look, let's go back and check the records. Let's look at the playoff games when it comes to Kevin Garnett and Stoudemire. Who was there? Who was there? Who held their team down?
Stoudemire don't got no playoff games.
Who held their team down?
Stoudemire's always hurt when the playoffs come around.
That's my point exactly. That's my point exactly. And Kevin Garnett is old.
He's 35 playing on 65-year-old knees. I'm just saying that because he's here with the Brooklyn Nets. I don't really care.
Hey, he said it's better than Stoudemire's knees.
Listen, Stoudemire needs
to go ahead and retire so we can free up that money so we can do something else. Stoudemire is holding us up.
Absolutely.
Y'all got nutball J.R. Smith. He's a nutball.
Yeah. He's going to be fired before he's hired.
Right.
We got
Carmelo Anthony and Amari Stoudemire both making $100 million, both playing the same position. Right? We got Tyson Chandler, who wants to be a leader, but don't never show up when it's time to lead. I can't do nothing with 6 points and five rebounds, son. I can't do nothing with that. I got Raymond Felton, who's still feeling some kind of way because he got traded to Portland last year when he was with the Knicks. Okay?
Yeah.
So, my team, it is what it is. If we win 55 games, I'll be glad with that. But if we win 55 games and get beat in the first round, I'm back to square one.
Yeah, I think J.R. Smith got the John Starks syndromes.
J.R. Smith got the Starks syndromes.
If J.R. Smith's still in the hood, J.R. Smith got the
Ed McMahon syndrome. That's what he got. Somebody knocked on his door and dropped some money on his porch.
If J.R. Smith is not hitting his shot, he's not in the game.
At
least Starks did play some D.
Ziggy, I didn't let that one rock, yo. I caught that, but I didn't let that rock. I figured you were going to come to your senses about Starks.
We all got
Starks.
The same eyes, bro. We
Starks
all looking
was,
at the same thing.
Starks is one of my all-time favorite Knicks, man. That's my John Starks. That's my G. shout out to number three, John Starks, with the left-handed flush on Michael Jordan.
Shout out to the
with the left-handed flush. You can't take that away from me, man. That's my one of my moments right there.
Yeah, and that's
when
his career changed.
Just now.
And that's when that whole series changed because he pointed at Jordan and tried to show off Jordan. And MJ said, okay, I'll show you something.
He buffed it on him, though. Him and Grant. He buffed it on him. But,
Mayor, and you must admit, after he did that to Jordan, that whole series changed.
Yeah,
it changed.
That wasn't really on Jordan, Mayor. Calm down with that, man. That wasn't really on Jordan, man.
No, that was on Grant.
Oh, man. We got to go back to the videotape, man.
Are
you
serious?
That was
on Grant. Jordan was coming from backside help.
You know what?
Jordan,
Jordan was in the picture, right?
He was in the picture.
That wasn't on Jordan,
all right, case closed. Jordan was in the picture. Jordan was in the picture.
Hey,
are you serious?
Hey, Mayor, have you still found
Jordan?
He booked it on Jordan and Grant.
Hey, Mayor,
no
have you found Smith since the 94 finals?
To Charles Smith?
No, I'm sorry. Did you find your boy since the 94 final, John Starks? Because he came up. He was missing.
That's okay. You know what? That wasn't John Starks' fault. That two for 18 wasn't his fault. You know who fault that was? Shay, you know who fault that 2 for 18 was?
Who was it?
Pat Riley.
How?
Because he left Rolando Blackman on the bench. He left John Starks in there to go 2 for 18 when Rolando Blackman was on the bench, chilling. What was he doing on the bench, chilling? Why he wasn't in the game? He should have took Starks out when he was
really,
like 2 for 10.
Rolando Blackman game was a defense.
Rolando Blackman
anyway.
could have got us some points. He would have been better than Starks. So thank you. We would have had it on the defensive end. The stock with Vernon Maxwell and them was killing us.
Yeah,
and
right.
Kenny Smith and Robert Horry was killing us.
And Sam Cassell,
every shot they threw up went in. Everything.
That's why I say Mad Max just put a clinic on them. And
yeah.
His confidence just
Vernon
went
Maxwell
down.
Was killing us. You know what I'm saying? But you know what, though? I'm proud of my team. It was 7 games. I'm proud of my team. We was up 3-2. And if that shot went in, if Elijah Wall got the shot with his fingertips, remember that one?
I give a shout-out to the OJ chase because they interrupted
I don't
want to
talk about that. You're going to make me mad, and I'm going to lose my religion on the air. It's all good. We here, man, after further review, live and direct. We're in our NBA preview right now. Say, I want to get your opinion, man. Real talk on your Miami Heat, man. Forget about the two titles. Now it's a whole new, brand new season. Where do you see them going? Do you see LeBron staying? Because I'm thinking that maybe after the end of the season, all bets are off, baby.
You can't. But this is all I'm gonna say about that, Marriage. You can't leave after you done won the three-peat, bro. You can't cut out 4 straight finals, 3-peat, and then go to another team.
Mm.
Boys are really going to be on his head then.
Mm.
If Boys was on his head for leaving Cleveland in a decision, man, you win 3 in a row, then you decide to go to another team, that ain't going to happen.
He went Uncle Pat too. Uncle Pat ain't gonna let
him. Let him finish.
He's staying with the Heat, man. Mickey Harrison or Pat Riley ain't going for that, man. He's staying with the Heat. And plus the Heat, we got to admit, every year in the offseason, the Heat keeps on. They're not just sticking with the same old boys. They making moves every offseason to try to ensure that Miami's going to win it that following year.
Okay. All right. I mean, as a Heat fan, so are you concerned? Is that a concern of yours if he stays or not?
It ain't even a concern to me because I know he ain't going nowhere. Wade's his dude. They best friends. He love it in Miami. His family love it in Miami. Now, the first year he came to Miami, his family wasn't even down there with him. They didn't relocate. He ain't just going to relocate his family again like that and go through all that over again.
Okay.
They in a good place right now.
All right. And is that your final statement on that subject?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got you. I got you.
You going to the parade, Shay, this year?
Huh?
You going to the parade this year?
It'll be next year, but you know, I know what you mean.
Next year. You're going to the parade next year. You're going to the parade next year.
I'm going to get down there because I wanted to get down there for this one. So
Ziggy, what's your thought on LeBron? You think he's going to stay?
Hey, he ain't on my team. It don't matter. I just want him to win.
That's good enough for me. I'm scared to ask Kia. I'm just gonna let Kia pass her by on this one.
That ball would not win a three-peat, and that ball could stay in Miami because he would not get a three-peat. Shay, I'm sorry.
But the question was, did you think he was going to stay?
I can't mess with that bum go. He could stay or go. Who cares?
Thank you. All right.
Kia want him in L.A. on the low.
I don't want him in L.A.
I think Shay had a point, but you know what though, Shay, I'm gonna say this to your point, man. You made a lot of, you know, touched on a lot of things about, you know, with the family and he doesn't want to uproot him again and things of that nature. He was at Cleveland. He was home, right?
Right.
And the prevailing thought was he didn't have a strong enough team around him, so that's why
he
had to go.
Right.
So my thing was from day one when he made the announcement and he's going to sign, why are you only signing for 3 years? That was my question. From the day when the announcement was made that he was going to South Beach and why are you only signing for 3 years? If you're so in love with this and you're going to go down there, you're going to win five, not six. You got to be down there more than 3 years to win five, six, seven, eight.
So
is that the deal, Angie? He's going to leave people hanging instead of just getting it done?
Because he's not a decision maker. He got somebody else making the decisions for him.
He doesn't know how to take the bull by the horns. Right, Shay.
I will say this about that. I feel you on that. But we all know nowadays, these boys, this is a business. Because they built a mega team.
They built Pat Riley wasn't going to have nothing less. You know what I'm saying? He's spending his money in the right places. We can't be mad at that.
Pat Riley don't have no money to spend.
He broke here.
You must mean the owner of the Heat got some money to spend.
Yeah. You know, I know what you mean.
You know who's running the team, though. It ain't his money personally, but listen, trust me, the decisions is going through him.
No doubt. So we're here in the building, man, live and direct, man. GQ Palace, you got another lovely one popping off. It's your Tuesday night vibe, man. You got the mayor in the building, man, 646-200-3838. Shout out to the big homie, man. I know him as Squib. Y'all going to know him as Brother Hunter. He got his show popping off November 3rd, man. Crossroad Temple, man. Spiritual Sunday, man. My G, man. Good looking, man. Congratulations and all that. Deanne Lane coming soon to GQ Palace Radio. Listen, I think that LeBron, and like you said, it's a business thing, Shay, you know what I mean? If, you know, he could leave his home and they could burn his jerseys and this and that and the third, and, you know, he could get, you know, buy TV time and make his grand pronouncement and announcement, I just think that, you know, this is not a good look as far as you're saying it for 3 years. Now you say, well, I'm hemming and hawing. I'm trying to decide what I'm going to do if I'm going to stay. You said that same joke about when you left Cleveland. And people talked about it's his decision and it's a business and he has a right to do that. All power to him. You're certainly right. You're absolutely right. But why are you playing both ends against the middle? If you love Miami like that, just sign on the line, man. Extend your deal and keep it moving. And make it so Mickey Arison can have his money and move his money around like he needs to do it. Now he's hinging on you, waiting to see what you're going to do. Now that you're going to put yourself out there so the Lakers can bid on you, so the Knicks can bid on you, so whoever else can bid on you.
And
you know what I mean?
Have them.
And instead of just saying, yo, I'm going to eliminate all of them possibilities and I'm staying in Miami.
Yeah. But
that's all I'm saying,
sure.
Say.
You got to make sure that Miami's going to stay on their job and keep
I hear
on
you.
Doing what
I hear
they
you.
Need to
I
do.
Hear you. I hear you. So what if they don't?
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Then it's a good chance.
They ain't doing nothing here.
Yeah, so I mean, and to me, then that brings a whole nother, sheds a whole nother light. Like you were really getting ready to say, Shay, it sheds a whole nother light on your man LeBron. Like, what's really happening with this dude? Like we were saying from the door, man, why are you just hopping from team to team to team to team to team to team in the chase and pursuit of a ring? Dr. J, your Magics, your Birds. So they would never, you could never compare LeBron to them because LeBron's all over the place.
You can't compare Magic came in with L.A., though.
That's my point. Magic came in with L.A.
Magic came in with the big fella.
We don't know
what
they would
have. That's not my point. Everything wasn't rosy. They won a title when he was a rookie, right?
Right.
They won a title when he was a rookie. Kareem wasn't even on the court when they won that game six. Kareem was hurt.
Why come everything wasn't rosy if they was in the championship when he was a rookie?
Because you don't remember when Paul Westhead fell off the bike? Come on, let's talk about it. But Paul Westhead fell off the bike.
He had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Jamal Wilkes. What do you mean
I understand that. But didn't Magic Johnson get Paul? But Dr. Jerry Buss didn't make a coaching team because of Magic Johnson? Magic Johnson didn't have nothing to do with that?
He did, but what I'm saying is, we're talking about on the court.
He came in, it was a different time back then, my dude.
And man, we don't know what them kind of players would have did. They didn't have free agency to be able to do that.
Why not?
They wasn't just.
Kareem didn't go from the Lakers to the Bucks. He went from the Bucks to the Lakers. I'm just saying. I hear what you're saying, Shane. I got you, my G. But I'm just saying, like, you know, LeBron, you know, is a kind of like dude, like he's gonna go where the gold is, where the money's at. I got you on that. But I'm a type of dude that why you can't just stay where you are.
Well, Milwaukee didn't have enough money to keep Kareem anyway because they're a small market. That's one of the reasons why he ended up leaving.
Yeah, I mean, Herb Cole was a cheapskate. God bless the dead. Knock on wood, Mr. To respect to him and all that. But he was a cheapskate. That's why they never did nothing. But it is. But my point being, though, my dude, is those dudes, they went with a team and they stayed with a team. You know, it's like to the end of their careers. Like we could say, like Karl Malone when he went to the Lakers, like Gary Payton when he went to the Lakers. You know what I mean? Like that didn't even look right in the Lakers uniform. No disrespect here. They just didn't look right.
No problem, because the 04 Pistons did something about that.
You know, I I'm just saying to you, it's like you me,
yeah,
I'm used to seeing. I think you. I'm gonna let y'all go ahead for a couple minutes and let y'all finish that. Go ahead, finish that conversation. Go ahead, Z.
I'm just saying that when you were saying that Karl Malone and Gary Payton and they all tried to run in L.A. to get them a ring, and I just all I said was the 04 Pistons stopped that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and the point being is just everybody's just going all over the place. Everybody's all over the place. And my thing with LeBron is just that he just, you know, what if he does end up leaving Miami, which you can really, it's a topic for discussion because he left Cleveland. So why can't he leave Miami?
Yeah.
But what if he leaves Miami and goes somewhere else and revitalizes their franchise and bring them championships? Does that not go?
See, that's
not
a good question, though. There you go. If he goes to, I don't know, the Clippers or somebody, do they care that LeBron went from Cleveland to Miami to the Clippers just because they got a ring? That's a good question. To me, as a Knicks fan, I wouldn't want him on the Knicks.
I wouldn't want him on the Knicks.
I didn't want him on the Knicks this go-round.
Hey, check your feelings at the door, Mayor.
If you want a ring bad enough, you'll take him.
I don't need LeBron to get a ring. The Knicks haven't won a ring since I was 7 years old, 1973. I don't need LeBron.
Y'all won't win one with LeBron in the league if you don't want him on your
team. Okay.
You know what I say that to Shea?
I took Elijah Wan to 7 games, right?
Yeah.
If we would have had Patrick Ewing when we played the Spurs in 99, we would have won that final. We had Latrell Sprewell. I'm satisfied. I'm good. We're going to get ours one day. I don't need LeBron to come in just to help me get a ring. I'm not shallow like that. I don't want LeBron on my team.
If LeBron was such a man, he would have stayed with Cleveland and made them win somebody over there with him.
He would have seen what kind of giant he was.
Wasn't bringing nobody up there. They were going to pick up Anthony Parker
and Mo Williams and Antoine Jameson. They had Ilgauskas.
Antoine Jameson ain't been nothing since he left Washington, man. We're going to keep it real now. We keep it real on this show.
They needed a scorer, and they got Mo Williams. What was wrong with Mo Williams?
Mo Williams was cool, but let me tell you what was wrong
with
Mo Williams.
They had Ilgauskas and Barajal. What was wrong with that front line?
Let me tell you what was wrong with Mo Williams. When Cleveland lost to Boston the year that he left, high pick and roll, Mo Williams and LeBron, they double LeBron off the high pick and roll. He kicks it to Mo Williams wide open. He don't make that.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. Mo Williams, that experiment didn't work.
Didn't work.
So he hightailed. So, Angie, to your point, what did he do? He hightailed it out of Dodge. He went down there and got the big three.
Mm-hmm.
Went the first year, and what happened the first year when they went to the finals against Dallas?
That lost.
They lost.
Yeah,
okay.
Mayor.
So then, hold up, Ziggy. Let me finish. They lost to Dirk Nowitzki, and who else? Who was on that team? Jason Terry, right?
Yeah,
they lost to Dallas in the finals. Then they came back, right? They won last year, right? Then they won two in a row, right? So what is the problem with LeBron and saying that Dwayne Wade's going to be 100% this year? Chris Bosh is going to be better. Odin's going to get 15 minutes off the bench, according to Shea. They got a squad around them. Why can't he stay and help them build? What's the matter with that? That's my problem with LeBron James. That's my problem.
He wants
a built-in, ready-made team that you can just pop in the microwave and say, here you go.
It's still hard to maintain after all that.
And then Shea, here's my next thought. What happens in the NBA draft that's coming up next year when they say, and the number one pick, Andrew Wiggins, right?
Right.
Everybody's gonna forget about LeBron, and Andrew Wiggins gonna be that next dude.
But listen, family.
Shout out to Ben McLemore in Sacramento. Shout out to Ben McLemore.
Yeah,
that's my dude.
Yeah,
but
I'm just saying, Mayor. When you judging that Cleveland team, come on, we talking about bad feet Ilgauskas. He couldn't even play most of the game. We talking about Ilgauskas. We talking about Anderson Varejao.
But they went to the finals, though, Shea.
That was the
they
worst
the
team
finals,
that ever
sir.
Went to the finals, man.
They went
that
to
was
the
worst
finals.
Team that ever went to the finals.
They
Cleveland
finals,
was the worst
Shea.
Team that ever went to the finals.
Cleveland was the worst team that ever went to the finals. They went to
the
finals.
He went to the finals with Eric Snow and Booby Gibson. Booby Gibson was starting when he went to the finals, man.
Right.
Booby Gibson was starting when he went to the finals, man. He had Eric Snow at the point.
But they was in.
He had Eric Snow
was
at the point.
Is that a finals team? They went to the finals. LeBron took them to the finals. Right?
That was the worst team ever to go to the finals, man.
But LeBron took my point being, LeBron took them to the finals, correct?
And you heard what Popovich said when he played. He says that all the time. When he played them, they wasn't even worried about nobody else out there. They zoned LeBron up.
So that's why the next couple of seasons they went out and got them. Who they go get? They went and got Mo Williams because they needed a scorer to take the heat off LeBron, right?
Anthony
and Mo Williams didn't show up. Like you said, Antoine Jameson was garbage. Ilgauskas was old. Varejao wasn't ready. So LeBron said, I'm getting out of here.
Old Danielle Marshall.
Even though Mike Brown won 60 games 2 years in a row with LeBron, they went to the finals. Mike Brown won 60 games with that garbage team.
Yes,
LeBron
won 60 games because you see how many games they won after.
Okay, I give you that. LeBron won 60
games.
So again, you make my point for me. LeBron won 60 games. Nobody else could help him. He didn't have no help, so he left.
Hell, when LeBron beat us in the Eastern Conference Finals, he scored the final 28 by himself. In the fourth quarter. The best ever.
And he had to score every one of them buckets.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to help you out here, Shay.
He had to score every one of them points in order for him to beat the Pistons, too.
And I was against him that night.
Hey, Shay.
What?
If they don't win, because I know they're not going to win. If they don't win, Shay, then what?
If they don't win, then if they don't make adjustments to make – if they don't show him that they're going to make adjustments to get him a team that's going to win, then he's gone.
I just want to hear what you're going to say.
Hey, gone.
Mayor. Hold on, Ziggy. Hold that thought. I got another one for you, Shay. What if they don't make the finals?
If they don't make the finals, he's definitely gone.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. I got the message easy. I got that.
Yeah,
no
I did
doubt.
Too.
Did
no
you
doubt.
Just say earlier, hey, Mayor, did you just say earlier in that 99 finals that the Knicks wouldn't have made it without Pat?
No, I said if they had Pat, because we had Sprewell, Patrick Ewing was hurt.
Yeah, because but Pat
if we
was
had,
slowing them
we
down.
Sprewell was doing his numbers. Charlie Ward. If
Pat
we had
slowing
Patrick
them down
Ewing, I think we would have won that series.
But Pat was slowing them down at that time. They had
we
could have
used him out there, man. We could. I know he was towards the end of his role. Pat, Patrick Ewing was making me pull my hair out. But that was still my dude, man. You know what I mean? We could have used him in that finals.
In that 99 finals, Pat was not Pat. You couldn't put Pat.
No, he didn't play. He didn't play.
That's what I'm saying. Pat was not Pat. Pat was
right. I'm saying if he would have been all right. And halfway decent, serviceable, you know what I'm saying? We could have gave the Spurs a run.
Elijah Wan was holding Elijah Wan's jockstrap since college. One-on-one, anyway.
When Georgetown played Houston in the finals, what happened?
Yes, sir.
If I could go back, that game, Ewing did his numbers, but if Michael Graham wasn't holding it down for him, Houston might have did some things because Benny Anders was doing his thing that night. I remember that night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, hold up. We live and direct with the mayor, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I know it's burning you up. Because the conversation is on point. I got my man Shay, Siggy, Kia holding me down. Andy's in the building. That's how we do, man. So I know you're getting excited. You want to get in on the conversation, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. And bring your A game with you. Go ahead, Ziggy.
Patrick Ewing could never stop Rick Smith, Mayor. He ain't saying a thing with Elijah Wan. Rick Smith used to drop 30 balls on Patrick Ewing all the time, and you know it.
And then what? Yeah, I remember Rick Smith. Shout out to Rick Smith and all of that. But Patrick Ewing scored with some battles.
Scott
out
for Scotty.
The Pacers got this. The Knicks got this.
Shout out to Scotty for the best dunks I've seen in history when he dunked over Ewing.
And don't say what happened after that because this is a family show. But you know what? I'm gonna shout out to Patrick Ewing for the finger roll in Game 7. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm gonna also shout out to Patrick Ewing for the jumpers for the corner. I'm going to shout out to Patrick Ewing for that alley-oop when Starks missed in the playoffs against the Pacers. Boom, Game 7. Okay? So, I'm a Patrick Ewing. I'm a dude that really, really gave Patrick Ewing the business. because I'm a Knicks fan, and Patrick Ewing was always talking about give me the ball, and when he got the ball, he didn't really do nothing with it. But I respected his game. But if we would have had him, back to my original point, if we would have had him in the finals against San Antonio, I think we would have won it.
Y'all wouldn't have won that. What was he going to do against Duncan and David Robinson?
Something. Take up some space. Eat up some minutes. Something.
Shoot a whole bunch of jumpers.
Maybe. I don't know, man. But I think we could have used him, man. Don't be trying to talk junk about Patrick Ewing. You better leave Patrick Ewing alone. That's my man. That's my Nick dude right there. We live and direct, man. Eastern Conference, man. NBA preview.
Are you doing any?
Yeah, we're doing the picks in a few minutes, man. We get ready to get into that in a few minutes. No doubt, man. So at the end of the day, man, Shay, we already know you got Miami down to win it all, right?
Right.
Okay, Kia, who you got to win it all? Who's your Eastern Conference pick? I already know you got to win it all. Who's your Eastern Conference pick?
The Bulls.
The Bulls. Kia said the Bulls. Zig, who you got?
Miami.
Smart man.
He said Miami. Ziggy went out on a limb and said Miami.
I always go out on a limb.
I'm gonna say, and this is just my pick before the season starts, man, and you know how I do. Jesus Christ. To win the whole thing, I'm going to have to say Miami. I hate to do it, but when in Rome, you do as the Romans do, right? So it is what it is. But it is what it is. Shay, you got the Heat. Angie, you still on the line? All right, she went to go paint some decals on the football helmets. She'll be back next week.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Did you hear me talking about you?
Yes.
Who you got to win the Eastern Conference? Because I know who you got to win the whole thing. Just say the Celtics, and we'll be good money.
I don't know. I'm not cheering for any teams right now.
All right, so Angie's going to abstain until next week.
She's going to have a lot to talk about next week. Wait a few days.
All right, we're about to slide into these NFL picks because we got a few minutes left, and you know how we do it. It's about to pop off. Week 8 is about to pop off. Let me see. Steelers won last week, right? So, Kia, I'm going to let you pick a game. Which game you want to get into?
I didn't even look at the schedule.
The Steelers are playing at Oakland.
Oh, yeah, let's pick that game. Pittsburgh.
All right, we got Pittsburgh at Oakland. Who you got? That was a rhetorical question.
yeah.
Ziggy, who you got, Pittsburgh or Oakland?
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Gotcha. Shay, who you got?
Pittsburgh.
I hear you. Angie, who you got?
I'll go
with
Pittsburgh this time.
Andy says she's going to go with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at Oakland. Might as well. It's the Romans, right? So it's a clean sweep for Pittsburgh. Ziggy, you didn't win. Damn, Shay, you didn't win either. Damn. Angie, you won.
Yes, I did.
Dallas at Detroit. How about that?
I'm rocking with Dallas.
I got you. Andy says Dallas. Ziggy, do I need to even ask?
No.
All right. Shay, who you got?
Dallas where?
Dallas at Detroit.
I'm going to go with Detroit. I know Ziggy don't believe me, man, but I'm going to go with Detroit on that one.
I hear you. Kia, who you got? Dallas at Detroit.
They're playing
at Ford.
I'm going to the Lions.
Got you. Dallas on the road. It's my Super Bowl team. I'm going to see that they're going to win. They're going to win. I think they went on the road to Philly and they won. I think they're going to keep it up against Detroit. Let's see. We got one more game to pick. Let's see. Where are we going to go? Let's go to the Miami at New England Patriots. Shay, who you got?
You know who I got, New England.
All right, Shay got New England.
We don't lose two in a row.
I hear you. Kia, who you got?
The Pats.
Kia got the Patriots. Angie, who you got?
Yeah, I'm doing New England, too.
Okay. And Zigmeister, who you got?
New England.
My man. Yeah, I'm going to take the Patriots, too, so it's a clean sweep. We sweeping the floor with them. I'm going to get everybody else's picks, man, during the week on After Further Review, man, on Facebook. You know how to hit me, man. Get me with those picks, man. We picked Dallas at Detroit, Pittsburgh Steelers at the Oakland Raiders, and we picked Miami at New England. So if you want to get your picks in, man, and I'll put them down for you, man, that's how we get down on After Further Review. We also got three college games that we're going to pick and get into. I am going to say the game that we're going to get and get your college basketball thing together, y'all, because we're going to have the college basketball preview, too. So know what it is. It's Syracuse over here all day. So that's what it is. So get your college basketball.
I like
Syracuse all day. That's right. We go, and the ACC is going to be crazy.
Oh,
I can't wait.
The
oh,
Big
my
Ten is
God,
be
I can't wait. That's, the ACC is going to be sick, yo.
You don't see the heavy hitters
in
the Big Ten?
Oh, my goodness. Every night, man, every night the TV is going to be occupied. That's what it is. So we're going to get into the college football, man. Three games that we're going to pick. The first game that we're going to do for week 9 in that college, we're going to rock with Tennessee and Alabama. Shay, who you got?
Bama.
Ziggy, who you got?
Roll Tide.
I hear that. Keo, who you got?
Bama.
And Angie, you picking college, you abstain?
I'm abstaining from college, you know that.
She's
you know I go for
abstained.
The uniforms.
Huh? I got Alabama in this one, man. This is like it's going to be easy
but
pickings.
If I had to pick, it would be Alabama.
All right, no doubt. She says she had to pick, it would be Alabama. Man, I hate to do it, but I think this is looking like an attractive game. Ziggy, this was for you, my dude. South Carolina and Missouri.
Missouri.
Ziggy said Missouri.
They playing at Missouri, right?
Yes, sir.
Missouri.
All right. Kia, what do it look like?
I'm going with the out, man. I'll go with South Carolina.
She says she's going with the old ball coach. I'm going to go, do I believe in Missouri? Number 5, South Carolina on the road. It's going to be a wild scene out there. I'm going to go with Missouri. It's going to be a wild scene. I'm going to go with Missouri. So we got Tennessee and Alabama. We got South Carolina and Missouri. Let me see. What are we looking at here? Let's pick a West Coast game. Hey, I got one. Here's one for you, Zig. Penn State and Ohio State. You want to see my team go down? We're going to pick Penn State and Ohio State. Who you got, Ziggy?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's at the horseshoe. So there you go.
At
it's at the horseshoe.
At the horseshoe. Call.
Yes, sir.
Ohio State.
All right. Shay, who you got?
Ohio State.
Hey, Ziggy, I hate to do that to you, man. I know you're a Michigan man and all that. I hate to do that to you, but that's life, man. Oh,
hey.
Kiel, who you got?
You know I got the Buckeyes. You know I'm the Buckeyes.
Nah, no doubt. That's what it is. I picked Ohio State. I got them at number 1 after further review. I think Penn State is going to give them some problems. They've had problems, you know, really all season, man. You know what I mean? Braxton Miller, but Kenny Guyton is a capable, very capable backup quarterback. It's the defense, man. Like we said earlier in the show, it's the defense that keeps other teams in the games. So I'm looking for Ohio State to really kind of like make a statement in this game. Penn State is really, really better than people give them credit for. You know what I mean? So I gotta respect Penn State's gangster because they hang in games. They play real tough. But I think Ohio State has a statement to make. They should have a chip on their shoulder. Real talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that how I feel like they, you know, they kind of got disrespected by the BCS. But
yeah. We'll
see. I got Ohio State, man, and I think they're going to win by at least 2 touchdowns over Penn State.
That's still not going to be enough to impress them. Only 2 touchdowns.
I know, but I think that Penn State's going to make it. It's going to be a good game until the second half. You know, I think that Ohio State's
going to.
You know,
but that's why now Ohio State's not going up because they need to blow folks out.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, like we said, if the defense is not doing their job, then,
you
know, but to me, I'm riding on the 18-game winning streak. That's me. That's the strength of my thing. They're still winning. They're doing what they got to do. Don't, until they get knocked off, they number one to me, in my opinion.
They
number
said,
one to
Mayor,
me.
You just said, Mayor, that your number one team is Ohio State, and they done had trouble with just about everybody.
You're right.
Yeah, that's
you're right. But at the end of the day, what they do, Shay?
No way they could be number one, though, man.
At the end of the day, they still undefeated. They got an 18-game winning streak. This is carrying over from last year, fam.
But Alabama held up the glass trophy, and I can't understand why you keep putting them at number one. And
I don't like Alabama. I don't think Alabama. Look at Alabama this season, though, son.
They have not lost.
They lost to Texas A&M last year. Okay, they came back to beat them this year. But tell me about that game.
Since then, the last time I remember, they was the last one to hold up that glass trophy.
That's fine. That's a beautiful thing, but they wouldn't have got my vote. Oregon would have got my vote last year.
Johnny Manziel run circle around the Buckeyes right now. He'll run circles around the Buckeyes.
And let me also say that.
Around Ohio State, Johnny Manziel?
I don't know about that, man. I think they would get up for that.
But listen, we got 5 minutes left in the show, man. You know how we do, man. We let everybody speak their mind before we get out of here. Shay, you got a thought, man, before we get out of here, my G? Thanks for calling, yo.
We need to get this win this week with the Patriots, the big division game, bounce back win.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what it is. And he picked the Miami Heat to win the three-peat. That's what it is, man. Appreciate you for calling, Shay, man. Real talk. Kia, real quick, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
Bulls, I'm not picking the Bulls. Steelers going to win Sunday. And I am so glad those Tigers fell flat on their feet.
And I said
in the beginning, they fell flat on their face, and everybody here is laughing at their asses.
Hey, we got little kids listening. They don't know what
that means. I'm sorry.
Listen, and to that, Ziggy, you say what?
I came. I represent it. I'll eat all the crow. I have no problem with that because that is my team and no problem. And, hey, shout out to Jim Leland
for
great services. He brought us back from the bad days.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I used to sit up there when there was nobody there. And people was around was just sitting, and the people that was there was wearing bags. So, hey, it's all good. He brought us out from the death of the MLB basement.
No doubt.
And
respect Jim Leland, man. You know.
And also,
how many times you could take teams to them to where he took them to, man. And you know, you got to respect him, man. And things happen. So real quick, man. Angie, you got anything to say before we get out of here? Guess not. She's still putting decals on the helmets. Go ahead, Ziggy, real quick, man. Real quick.
And this is the Angie. Sorry, we're going to have to take this out on y'all this week.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Detroit and Dallas in the building. That's what it is. Another one going down, man. 10 o'clock sneaks up on us so fast, man. GQ Palace, man, second anniversary, man. Shout out to all everybody that's down with the situation, man. Shout out to the big homie, Rich Money. Mr. Vita behind the boards, give yourself a round of applause for 2 strong years for holding it down. GQ Palace, give yourself a round of applause. Shout out, man. We got my man. Once again, I'm going to shout him out, man. Tim Hunter, Brother Hunter, is going to hold it down. Spiritual Sundays, man, starting November 3rd. Crossroad Temples, man. Shout out to all the hosts, man. Tomorrow night, Love Fantasy, Diva Squad, Miss Rachel, Miss T, Angie holding it down from 7 to 9. My man, Chicky Chick, Rakim Singleton with the Fallout Comedy Thing, 9 to 10. That's tomorrow night on GQ Palace. And Thursday night is the Belvins, KL and his wife, Tiffany, doing their thing, reality and relationships, man. That's real deals right there. On Friday, you know what it is with the big homie Rich doing the entertainment thing. And Mondays, Unsigned Artist Radio, man. I think I like that spot, man. I think we got to talk about Mondays. And then Tuesdays, you know what it is, man, with the mayor, man, after further review, doing what we do, man. Shout out to all the callers, man. Angie, Shay, my man Malcolm on the check-in, Ziggy, Kia, no doubt. You know what I mean? And to all the listeners, man, big up to all y'all, man. We've been doing our thing. Next week, we got the Western Conference. We're going to get it in. I know Kia is going to have a lot to say about that. Angie, I'm looking forward to hearing what you got to say about your situation because y'all sharing the same building and all that, the Lakers and the Clippers, but we're going to definitely get into that. Shout out to all the cats that's listening, man. If you can't get in, man, just listen, man, because we got something for you. I'm definitely approachable, man. You can reach me after further review on Facebook. You know what it is, man. I get in. The sports room, shout out to all the sports room heads out there. Shout out to Just Sports Shout out to all the sports room groups, man. You know what it is. We hold it down. Hard Body Karate. It goes down over here at GQ Palace Radio, man, after further review, man. I do the thing on Tuesday nights between 8 and 10. Next week, man, we're going to do our thing, Western Conference. You know how we talk. We're going to talk about the World Series. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, man. Peace to everybody, man. Peace to y'all. You know what it is. We talk sports like we talk sports, man. Life is a sport, man. Make sure you get up in time to catch that train or bus in the morning, man, or beat that traffic. That's a sport. All right? Hold on to that. This is the mayor, man. GQ Palace, after further review. We out of here. See you Tuesday. Peace.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view, after further review, you know what to do.